This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. George Patton, Douglas MacArthur, George Marshall. These three men have become almost mythical figures after fighting in the U.S. Army during World War II. They're also the subjects of Alabama author Winston Groom's new book called The Generals. Marshall served as chief of staff of the Army. MacArthur commanded troops in the South Pacific. Patton fought in North Africa and Europe. Groom tells me he found Patton particularly interesting.
Patton was the richest man in the Army. But he would go, you know, these far-flung outposts when he was a young lieutenant, a captain, and he'd arrive on a post with a string of polo ponies and a yacht. And the other officers didn't begrudge him that because he happened to be the finest horseman in the Army, and he was one of the finest sailors. He was dyslexic, and the way he got around that was he would memorize whole math problems and literary essays. And that's the way he got through West Point, but it was a struggle for him. He was born to fight, and fight he did.
And so you have this hard-charging personality, but yet he wrote poetry?
He did. Some of it's not bad. Some of it's actually pretty good. Some of it is bad, but again, he'd write limericks if he wanted to. He found a way to express himself that way.
MacArthur had a large ego as well, just like Patton. But it seems that MacArthur was a little bit different, and there was an eccentricity about him that you didn't have with Patton.
Well, both of them are pretty doggone eccentric. But, MacArthur was, he was the youngest general in World War I. He was the youngest superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He was the youngest chief of staff of the Army. Then, of course, he left the Army and went to be the field marshal of the Philippine Army. Once the Pearl Harbor broke out, Roosevelt had decided to make MacArthur the supreme commander in the Southwest Pacific. And he was a long way from home, and he could do things that he might not have gotten away with.
Well, turning to George Marshall, this is a guy who it seems like he was an organization man. That was his skill. And if you asked him to do it, he would do it. He didn't put up a fuss.
George Marshall, you know, he like Patton and like MacArthur, too, but he didn't have to be in the Army. After World War I, he had an offer, a great offer from J.P. Morgan, and I think he had another offer from another one of his big banking companies up there. And he could have made millions, but he chose to stay in the Army. To his consternation, his organizational abilities always landed him in a staff job somewhere where he really wanted to be out in the field with the troops.
There are many who assume that Marshall would lead the Normandy invasion, that he was positioned for that. FDR didn't pick him. He picked Eisenhower, and Marshall just accepted it. What do you think that says about who he is, his character?
Marshall really could have picked himself for that if he wanted to. But what it says about Marshall is, I think, he said before, he's selfless. He would do what it took to move forward the war effort. And if it took him being in Washington, he knew his value, because that entire organization, Joint Chiefs of Staff, all allies, that could have broken down to squabbling and become a real mess. And he was the guy who held the glue. He was the glue that held it together.
Well, in the preface of your book, you remark that generals don't do well outside of wartime. You write that perhaps that's because during war they become as close to gods on earth as we're likely ever to see. And I was thinking about conflicts today, military conflicts nowadays, and oftentimes they're against non-state actors, they're not against other countries. It's unmanned drones that are doing the killing. You have lawyers in the room right beside the generals. This idea of generals and military figures as superhuman figures, has that kind of passed us by now?
I don't know. We haven't had a war to prove that theory yet. Thank God we haven't. You know, General Schwarzkopf in that first Gulf War, that was a real out front guy, and he amused the entire nation. People fascinated with him, and he won the war in about a week, I think. And then General Petraeus, to a lesser extent, in this last mess we had in Iraq. I think that doing any kind of large action, somebody's going to shine. One hopes so. But the value of guys to me like MacArthur and Patton and Marshall is that during a war, the people need to feel like that somebody competent is handling things.
Yeah, it's author Winston Groom talking about his new book, The Generals. You can hear an extended version of this conversation at our website, wbhm.org. Groom will also speak tomorrow in Homewood at the Alabama Booksmith.